Eyes may be the gateway to the soul, but could they be the gateway to improving our health? This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss research by a UGA team on eye health and brain function. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News.
And this week we're flipping the script where I ask questions of you, Lauren, because you're an expert in this field. So let's begin with, tell us about these plant pigments and why they are important.
Yeah, so these researchers are looking at two plant pigments, lutein and zeaxanthin, and plant pigments are what give fruits and vegetables that we eat their color. And lutein is something that you would find in dark leafy greens. And what we know about lutein already is that it supports your eye health. It helps you see better. But this team of UGA researchers, led by Dr. Randy Hammond in the Department of Psychology here at UGA and Dr. Lisa Renzi Hammond in the College of Public Health, are looking at how lutein and zeaxanthin can affect brain function. And what they found is that lutein, it seems, can actually support and improve your brain function. And what's really interesting is they were able to show this effect across the lifespan, from children all the way through older adults.
From the research, were there any surprises in what they found in terms of brain function?
So the big surprise to begin with was how much of an impact levels of lutein had on brain function. And another big surprise, and this is research that they've been doing for over 10 years, which they've recently wrapped up, and they found that lutein not only boosts brain function in older adults, but they also found that lutein actually helps improve brain function across all age groups. So from children all the way through older adults, lutein helps your brain work better.
When we think about brain health, we typically think of older Americans, but in this case, college students are in play.
Right, and the reason why that's important is because college students should be at the peak of their functioning. This is when your brain is firing on all pistons. So to see that there was an impact on the function of their brain at this age is significant. It really says something about the importance of this particular pigment in our diets.
So what should consumers take away from this research?
Well, thankfully, the message is pretty simple, and that's to eat more dark leafy greens and other lutein-rich foods, which can include squash, even egg yolks. You're really looking for green and yellows in the color spectrum. I think what's also important here is that it's a relatively minor change for a lot of good that it does. So for listeners who might be worried about dementia or Alzheimer's, either for themselves or for their families, this is something that they can take hold of and implement in their lives. And then for listeners of any age, if you just want your brain to be working a little bit more efficiently, that's a pretty easy thing, is to throw a little bit of spinach on your plate, the dreaded kale. But working those into your dietary patterns makes a real difference.
Well, thank you, Lauren, for being the subject of the interview rather than the interviewer this week.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It was fun. Thanks, Andy. The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPPnews.org.